For Children, Your Path to the Temple. The temple is the house of the Lord. It is a place where we learn about Heavenly Father, make covenants or promises with Him, and receive great blessings. In the temple, we do important work for ourselves and for family members who have died. The work that is done in the temple includes baptisms for the dead, endowments, and sealings. These are called temple ordinances. What happens inside the temple? Baptisms for the dead. When you are 8 years old, you can be baptized and confirmed a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Many of your ancestors have died without being baptized and confirmed. Though their bodies are dead, their spirits are still alive in the spirit world, where they can be taught the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you are 12 years old, you can go to the temple and help these people by being baptized and confirmed in their name. They can then choose whether or not they want to accept baptism and confirmation. You will wear all white when you are baptized for the dead, just as you do when you are baptized for yourself. Ask your parents to help you make a list of family members who have died without being baptized in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Find out if anyone has been to the temple to be baptized for them. The endowment. One of the great blessings of the temple is the endowment. Endowment means gift. When you receive your endowment, you will learn more about the plan of salvation and make covenants. Covenants are promises we make with Heavenly Father. As you keep those covenants, you prepare to live with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ someday. Inside the temple is a beautiful, peaceful room called the Celestial Room. In the Celestial Room, we feel close to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, and we feel a little of what it will be like to live with them in the Celestial Kingdom. Sealings for time and eternity. When a man and a woman get married in the temple, they kneel at an altar and are sealed for time and all eternity. This means that they and their children can be united together as an eternal family. Plan to be married in the temple someday. This is the greatest blessing of the temple. The temple recommend. The temple is a holy place. Bishops and branch presidents make sure that those who enter the temple are prepared and worthy. Before you go to the temple, you will have a special interview with your bishop or branch president. He will ask if you have a testimony of the church. Keep the commandments. Support the church leaders. Obey the word of wisdom. Pay tithing, and are honest in everything you do and say. He will help you know what to do to be worthy to enter the temple. Prepare now to enter the temple. Heavenly Father gives many blessings to those who live righteously and attend the temple. It is important to prepare to enter the temple while you are young. Heavenly Father loves you and wants you to receive the blessings of the temple. He will bless you for performing temple ordinances for yourself and others. Although you may not be able to enter the temple now, if there is a temple nearby, you can visit the temple grounds and feel the spirit that is there. You can also keep a picture of the temple in your home to remind you of how important the temple is. Live righteously so that you will be worthy to enter the house of the Lord. Follow this path to learn how you can prepare to enter the temple. Have faith in Jesus Christ. Pray to gain a testimony of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. Obey the commandments. Learn to be reverent, because the temple is a very reverent place. Be baptized and keep your baptismal covenants. After you are baptized and confirmed, always try to live worthy to have the Holy Ghost with you and repent when you make a wrong decision. End of the article for children. Your Path to the Temple.